In the name of God, who creates and redeems and sustains.
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to take just a few moments to recall, to bring to mind and heart a person in your life during a formative time of your life. So perhaps it was in your childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, a person who embodied light for you, who shone a way when there seemed to be no way, in whose presence you felt hope and joy and love, someone who embodied light for you. A person that's coming to my mind is a woman named Suzanne, who embodied light for me at a time in my life where what I thought I had known and was certain of was crumbling underneath me. It was when I was in medical school and all of a sudden I realized that I had been trying to cram a size 6 shoe onto my size 8 foot. And this woman named Suzanne was this light shining the way through the darkness that it was going to be okay and that it was okay to let go of what I had been certain of to explore the unknown. She literally shone light. I remember sitting in her living room and there was light pouring out of her eyes into my weary heart. Who in your life embodied light for you at a formative time? Scientists reveal that the human body literally glows. As humans, we emit visible light in extremely small quantities at levels that rise and fall with the day. And research has shown that the body emits visible light about 1,000 times less intense than the levels to which our naked eyes are sensitive. Those of us who enjoy icons from church history are familiar with those paintings of saints, human beings who have been windows of God's light, shining Christ's light out into the world. Pick your favorite saint, Francis, Julian, Teresa, those icons that picture them with these halos of light around their head. The power of light. On a dark night, a person with good vision can pick out the Andromeda Galaxy, a collection of about 1 trillion stars that's 2.5 million light years away. And it is said that with good vision, if it were really, really, really dark and the Earth were flat and there was no obstruction, that a single candle flame, one single candle flame, could be seen from about 15 to 30 miles away. The power of light and what's associated with light, the light of consciousness, the light of truth, light of hope and joy. In my recent training as a yoga instructor, I was introduced and was able to study a bit more about Eastern spirituality and learning about how Eastern spirituality focuses on our energy centers known as chakras, that are associated with different colors of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. We are literally beings of light, shining out the colors of the rainbow, even if that's beyond our physical sight. Hear Jesus' words, "You are light." It is who we are at our very core and essence. You are light. Shine so that your good works may be known and we may glorify our Father, our Creator in heaven. You are light, that same light, that Christ light, Christ who is all in all from Colossians. And hear again how our Gospel of John begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people, of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Jesus is the light who came into the world and fills us all. Abide in me, Jesus says, abide in that light. We are living in a time of darkness. Violence and division abound. Our country is still reeling in the aftermath of yet another fellow human being, a brother, who had the light and the life literally beaten out of him by those who were supposed to protect him. A human being who came into the world just like these amazing, beautiful babies who were about to be baptized as a being of light. Times of great darkness call forth light bearers. Hear Jesus' words, you are light. You are light, shine. And be strengthened and encouraged and reminded by those practices that you can engage in that cultivate that light, that stoke those flames, just like the scouts that we have in our midst, right? Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, who learn how to build a fire and then keep that fire going, giving it logs and sticks. How do you feed that Christ light in you? What practices are you engaging in to make that fire glow and burn even stronger? There's lots of ways that you can do that here at the Church of the Redeemer. There's the Rector's Bible Study. There's Frieda Marie's book groups. We now have Rebecca back from her maternity leave to be able to invite youth to come and connect and be in community and shine. Adolescence is a hard, hard time. We need to connect our youth to places and activities, people, intergenerational community where their light is brought out. What practices are you engaging in that build that light like logs that are being thrown into the fire by Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Meditation and prayer, singing and dancing. Did you know that you can practice salsa dancing at three different areas in Baltimore? There are free salsa dancing classes around Baltimore. Who knew? I tried one the other night. Joy, practices that cultivate joy and strengthen that Christ light and fire, that desire to live and to love and to hope. As parents of children, we're invited to do our part in cultivating and nurturing those precious beings of light that come to us to be cared for. And we engage in this practice of what's called one-to-one relational meeting training. That, how many of you have been engaged in any of those one-to-one relational meeting trainings? Anyone? Can you raise your hand? There's one. Yeah, there's one. I know there's more. I know there's one. There's one. All right, here we go. Here we go. Don't be shy. Shine. Because it's through connection and relationship that we can also grow, bring forth our light. And what's the point of cultivating light? How does shining look like? What does it feel like in our lives when our fires are glowing? We can show up for a friend or a neighbor who is struggling. We can show up for a college roommate who's dying from cancer. We can show up for our neighbors who are living in neighborhoods that are full of abandoned and vacant buildings and houses. Here's a way that we can shine, and I'm going to invite you to consider. As many of you know, we as a member institute, we are a member institution of Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, which has a reinvestment arm called Rebuild Metro. Many of you have been engaged in this work. Rebuild Metro has been reinvesting in neighborhoods in Oliver East, Greenmount West, and Johnston Square. In those three neighborhoods where Rebuild Metro has been working, vacancies have decreased by 85%. Homicides have been cut in half without any displacement of residents, and a wealth that has been restored to those communities. Our mayor has said that he wants that strategy to be the strategy of our city. And on February 16th, at 11 o'clock in the morning, at Greater Harvest Baptist Church, we're going to be having a press conference where BUILD leaders and institutions are going to go public with this strategy of having a special purpose entity created at the state level to work with local agencies to address this problem. Can you imagine with me, for just a moment, 15 to 20 years from now, driving through East and West Baltimore and seeing thriving neighborhoods without abandoned and vacant buildings and lots? We are light. You are light. Shine so that your good works may be known and seen, and glory may be given to our Father who is in heaven. Sometimes it's hard to tap into that light. Perhaps we struggle with depression, mental illness. Perhaps we're navigating our way through grief and trauma and loss, and we can't access that light inside. And so, for those times and people, if it's you or me or a friend, let us be kind and gentle and allow ourselves to be mindful that others are bearing the light for us. Let us allow ourselves to be warmed by their fire, like a scout who is cold and drenched, having hiked the 40-miler and needing to warm himself or herself by the fire. I'd like to end with a poem that I've already shared before, but I'd like to share it again by a favorite poet, Jan Richardson. Blessed are you who bear the light. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and grief. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times. You are light. Shine. Amen.